producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features you'll find there. You can actually create the content right on the front page of the website. Our listeners have done that. You can vote on what they have submitted, or you can submit things right there as well, and it will your submissions will also be voted upon. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Cantwell.
We're going to jump right into your calls and thoughts. Coming up, Uber is cracking down, or no, it's being cracked down upon. Uber is not doing the cracking down. They're being cracked down upon in various cities all around the globe, to the point of even being raided in some places. The Uber head office in, I believe it was Hong Kong or Singapore, was raided, and they're not the only ones. I think France conducted a raid against Uber as well.
Raids?
Yeah, dude. These government gangs are dead serious when it comes to protecting the taxi cabs, sort of their oligopoly, their cartel, if you will. I'm going to get deeper into that and explain what's happening, where one man is pledging to openly commit civil disobedience and continue to drive for Uber, even though it is prohibited in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. But first, let's talk to Dion, listening in Canada. Dion, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Chris Cantwell.
Hey, how you doing?
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to jump back a little bit on you here about the alarm clock in the case that the 14-year-old brought to school.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I heard this story yesterday. Initially, you know, I thought, oh, some kid makes something and, you know, does a nice job. It's a lot of effort there to put together a circuit and all that and brings it to school, and the teachers freak out over nothing. That was my initial thought. Then I just heard you guys today saying there was some image, so I brightened this image up on the internet here. And I am an electronic technician, spent my whole life doing this. And this is quite clearly, without a doubt, 100%, this is a manufactured product that was put into a case.
Why do you say that? Is it because of the transformer with, you know, transforming AC power?
One indication. If you had a kit that you purchased off the internet that you assemble yourself, this is going to be either just the parts themselves that you put into a printed a breadboard, which is just like larger components you plug into temporarily into a board, or you get a PCB printed circuit board that you put all the components in and solder them yourself. One thing you guys had mentioned there earlier, the ribbon wire. So there's a lot of indication this is a manufactured PCB board. One, obviously, the ribbon wire goes hand in hand with that board and with that display, which was you would never get in a kit. You wouldn't get a ribbon wire. You have both the AC and the DC power option, like the transformer, the plug for the wall. That's the AC setup, and then a 9-volt option. So this is not something you would purchase as a kit. This is a manufactured product that was in a plastic case or something, an alarm clock.
Yeah, and even if it was a situation where it was a kit that he purchased, right? The kid, if you watch the kid's YouTube video, he's saying, "I invented a clock." Well, first of all, a clock is not an invention in 2015 to begin with. And then even if you went and you got a kit, well, then you're just following instructions anyway. I mean, it might be an interesting thing to learn how to use a soldering iron or something like that.
Right.
But he's
not inventing it.
Yeah, he's pretending that he came up with this thing as some kind of original project,
that he's some kind of
whiz kid, and that's not what happened at all.
And even when you say, like, to solder yourself, this was not soldered by hand. I can tell by how rounded off the solder joints are that this was not something where you put the component in and you solder it yourself. This is done by a machine. This is a printed circuit board manufactured. On top of which, you know, that's 100% hands down. This is a manufactured product, without a doubt.
Okay.
And a little bit along the lines of speculation, one, where they went through some effort to find themselves a nice jumbo display alarm clock. That's wild, right? Two, this is a nice little perfect low-profile metal briefcase. That was handy. You know, it just looks a little too perfect. To me, this was likely done for the purpose to provoke a situation.
I think so. I totally agree
with
you.
I would even question question. I would put that at 90% at least. I would then question whether a 14-year-old even did this himself. Maybe, you know, less than 50% chance. Like, it looks like likely an adult would have helped him.
Well, it's not that hard to pull guts out of a clock, right?
No,
like,
no,
you go in there, you remove some screws,
sure.
Put it in this little case, and you're done.
That's certainly possible.
Yeah, he'd have been capable of it, but I was the article that I was reading had made the suggestion that that the father was involved with it, and I'm going to try to pull it up and see if there's any actual evidence of that. But, you know, the implication that we were talking about at the beginning of the show was that the father's a politically active guy, and that might have had something to do with this. So if the father's a politically active guy, he wants to make his son appear persecuted. Now he's going to be able to get a picture of himself with President Obama. That's kind of goes a long way if you want to run for president of the Sudan, right?
True to that, yep.
Dion, anything else you want to share?
No, that's about it. Definitely.
I appreciate your expertise, Dion.
Your thanks for the call. Yeah, great points tonight. I'm sold. All right, so, I mean, it already looked, when I looked at the picture, like it had been pulled from, you know, after it was suggested that it had been pulled from a clock, I could see that. And then his point about the soldering points, I mean, that cinches it right there.
Exactly. So, I mean, this is whatever's going on here, you know, we know that we're being lied to at the very least, mm-hmm. right? You know, whether there was sinister intent or political motives, this is all speculation.
Right.
But we know that this is a con job.
He didn't invent a clock. That much is, it seems pretty clear at this point. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. Of course, none of that justifies how he was traded over this thing and the overreaction of the bureaucrats. And, of course, again, this is yet another example of zero tolerance where these bureaucrats, they don't think. They're not encouraged to think. They're not allowed to take each case on its individual merits. And so certainly if they had said in advance, hey, let's go see if those dumb rednecks will do something about this fake bomb or, you know, this clock, and it was their intention to do that, they did get what they intended.
But, I mean, what do you think happened? And the thing is, look, if I go make a fake bomb, Ian, and I go walk into, I'll leave Keene out of it. If I go into the Concord Police Department and I go in there with something that's designed to look like an explosive device, right? Like, I'm not going to have a good time that day, right? Like,
that's true.
It's going to go bad. You don't get to walk around with fake explosives and think that your day's going to go well, right?
But this wasn't a fake explosive. It was just a clock. The guts of a clock in a pencil case. That was the claim.
I think that I am speculating here, of course, but my speculation is that this was and you made the same speculation that, oh, let's go see if these dumb rednecks fall for us having this fake bomb. Well,
that's
what it is. It's a fake bomb. So if I go and I go into some other, you know, if I go into some government building somewhere with a fake bomb, you know, I have no right to expect anything other than my day to go really wrong, right?
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can join us here. Bitcoin, officially a commodity in the United States. We can talk about that. But let's go into the Uber story here. And you're still welcome to join us on robot rights and all of those things if you want to comment at 855-450-FREE. Breaking news over at freekeen.com, where one man who's a Free State Project early mover named Christopher David is pledging to continue his civil disobedience. He's begun it. He's already taken an illegal rider in his cab. And, well, I guess cab's not the right word. In his car, which is an Uber car. He's providing service for people in the Boston and Portsmouth areas here in New Hampshire. And in Portsmouth, they have recently basically outlawed Uber. Now, what they've done, according to SeacoastOnline.com, is they've actually replaced the taxi cab commission with a new commission that's about transportation regulation. So they're trying to write regulations that will allow Uber to legally operate within the city of Portsmouth. But by doing this, to their credit, they have lessened the regulations on the taxi companies, but they've also made it, as one of the Uber guys pointed out, draconian and ridiculous ordinances to apply to the Uber drivers. They're mandating that the Uber drivers pass they're going to have insurance, which they do. Uber requires that the drivers have insurance, and Uber can prove that. But they're also requiring that the drivers pass a criminal background check and also get some sort of placard that they have to put on their dash from the city of Portsmouth that identifies them.
I like those million-dollar taxi licenses in New York City.
They're not as expensive. I don't know what they cost in Portsmouth, but there's a bunch of hoops they want people to jump through, and Uber's not willing to do it. We'll talk about the civil disobedience that is happening here. It's 855, 450, free.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. Oh, he's so soft, and he's so silky, and these dogs that have this brittle hair. It's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell him about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa. The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy? It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here on Free Talk Live. All you have to do is dial in toll-free. Maybe you're an angry cabbie who's really upset at these darned Uber drivers out there taking your business.
They're taking a germs.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. There are some angry cabbies out there. These Uber guys and Lyft, I guess to a lesser extent, you just don't hear as much about Lyft. But Uber drivers and Lyft drivers have been physically attacked by angry cabbies in various different parts of the world.
Brown shirts.
They've been gone after by the government regulators, the government police. In New York City, over 500 cars have been impounded because of a crackdown on Uber drivers. In France and Hong Kong, I believe, Uber's head offices have been raided by police.
What are those things where I think you'll see them still in some like Chinatowns and stuff, where like a guy like runs and holds the thing and carries you around. You know what I'm thinking about?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the name of those things.
I can't recall the name of them, but like it's just
rickshaw.
I could just imagine like the rickshaw providers going and like burning down the Ford Motor Company or something like that. You're putting us out of business.
Yeah. Well, in Austin they've got the pedal cabs too. So guys on like bicycles. Riding around, taking people places. But Uber, you know, they have, to their credit, they've been fighting it out. They have not rolled over. They have not just bowed out of these various different markets. And it seems like almost everywhere. I'm sure there are some places, in fact, my hometown of Sarasota, Florida, they actually deregulated both Uber and the taxi cab business. So kudos to them for that. They actually made the right choice. But you almost never hear about those stories. It's almost always the government cracking down and targeting these guys.
Well, that's one of them, the planks of the Communist Manifesto, right?
What's that?
I don't have the exact text in front of me. I'll pull it up. But the government wants to monopolize travel, right? You can't have people just traveling freely about a society if you want to control the economy.
Yeah, for sure. And that's certainly something that Uber and Lyft and the other ride sharers out there are threatening. You know, they're threatening the status quo. And that's why the government and these cabbies are so pissed off. They are really upset that someone would come in and dare to innovate in a space that has basically not changed for decades.
Exactly. They've set up this whole apparatus to say, like, hey, you know, people could probably drive you around for cheaper, but if we just make it illegal for anybody to drive you around, then I can jack my prices up.
Right. If you don't get the government permit or the $1 million medallion that it costs, I think, or $1.5 million now or something ridiculous like that in New York City, or hundreds of thousands of dollars in other big cities, if you don't get our permission slip, then what you're doing is illegal. And by the way, there's a lot of illegal cabbies in New York City. They're called jitney cabs or gypsy cabs,
yeah.
And they are relatively prolific, and they're, you know, nice gentlemen. I've ridden in their cabs before.
Yeah, like in New York City, you can call a car service, and normally right. If you don't need to immediately hail a cab, that's what you'll do in New York City because they're cheaper, right? Mm-hmm. But the way New York City works is the only people who can pick you up on the side of the road is the medallion cabs, the yellow taxis,
yeah.
Right? If a car service sees you on the side of the road with your hands out and he's like, look around, I don't see any cops, yeah, go ahead, get in, you know. And sometimes people will do that, but I just pulled it up, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto: centralization of the means of communications and transportation in the hands of the state.
Yeah, and it's been in the hands of the state for a long time.
Exactly. You know, and people will sort of look at the taxi monopoly and be like, ah, capitalism or fascism. I'm like, well, you know, look, the government tends to like when you just have, you know, a couple of corporations or a whole lot easier for a government to centrally manage the economy than it is for them to manage, you know, hundreds and hundreds of independent contractors just going out and providing goods and services in the marketplace. So they like that stuff.
Well, they want the independent contractors to jump through their hoops. They've made new hoops for the independent contractors who are working for Uber, because the people working for Uber are not employees. They are contractors. They set their own hours. When you are an Uber driver, Uber doesn't tell you got to be on shift at 9 a.m. Uber just lets you log in whenever you damn well feel like it. You want to work today? Okay, log into Uber, and then you can take some fares.
Right.
It's that simple. And so Uber's not telling you when to show up. They're not providing you with a cab, so they're not a cab company in the traditional sense. Traditional cab company has cabs. They maintain their fleet. It's their responsibility to, you know, if the cab breaks down, it's not the driver who has to pay for that with a cab company. That's the cab company that does that.
Right.
Uber does not have cabs. They don't have their own fleet. They don't have any vehicles.
Right.
Maybe they got one for their executives, but that's about it.
Yeah, each individual driver has his own reputation. You're not dealing with, you know, the corporation or whatever. The corporation is sort of facilitating the communication between you and the driver.
Basically, they're a matchmaker. That's ultimately what Uber does, is they facilitate people who need rides meeting people who have rides.
Yeah, it's like Tinder for transportation.
Without the sex, exactly. Well, maybe there's sex going on in some
Uber
cabs.
I
don't know.
I'm sure there is.
But I think it's a brilliant system.
Probably pay extra.
Have you taken an Uber before?
No, I haven't.
I have, actually. I tried it when I was in Austin this year for a Bitcoin conference. It was my first opportunity because a year previous, it was illegal to take an Uber cab in Austin. Apparently, it's now they've got some sort of deal where they're able to operate. And it's great, man. You log into the app. And it actually shows you where their Uber drivers are, so you can physically see them on a map, like, oh, there's one right over there. And you let them know, okay, well, I'm ready to be picked up, and then the nearest one starts coming your direction, it's like, oh, I'll pick you up. And then it shows you the license plate. It shows you the description of the car, so you know it's a red Honda or whatever, and it shows you a picture of the driver, so you know who is picking you up, right?
Right, right, right.
Of course, each driver has a rating, and they pick you up, and usually, at least of the two rides I've been on, the car's been very nice. It's well-kept, good condition, and the drivers have been personable. So it's been great, and it's cheaper, usually, than taking a cab would be. So it's like win-win-win all over the place, which is, of course, exactly why the cab companies are livid over this company being out there.
Right, exactly. I've called a number of taxis and taken cabs in New York and stuff like that, and some of these people are not so pleasant to deal with. You know, you get in and they smell bad or whatever. I mean, any number of, terrible things, and, your choice in that is like, well, I better, look out for that driver when I'm hailing these identical taxis on the side of the highway.
Know?
You know, it's ridiculous. You just have no choice in the matter.
So there's so many different reasons why people would want to take an Uber, and they are providing fresh competition into this business. And, of course, the way government regulation works is they are protecting, not the consumers. That's what they claim. Oh, we're here to keep the consumers safe from these unscrupulous cab companies and Uber. We don't want them taking advantage of the customer.
Yeah, right. But, you're making sure that the cab companies take advantage of me and your medallion holders and that sort of thing.
They're protecting the cabbies. They're protecting the people who, for decades, have paid for these medallions, who for decades have jumped through all of these hoops, and who now are basically a cartel. In fact, the story here from SeacoastOnline.com, and I've sort of used some of their stuff on my piece over at FreeKeen.com, but I really want to share the story from Seacoast Online because it's all about these cabbies snitching. They have vowed to become a snitch squad for the Portsmouth Police Department because, their cabbies are all over the city. They know ostensibly who the Uber drivers are because they've got the Uber app. So the cabbies have the Uber app, and they are looking on the streets for Uber drivers to then call the police department and snitch out their competition.
Well, I think somebody should start calling in hit and runs on every cabbie in Portsmouth.
Hit and runs? What do you mean?
Just say they hit my car and ran. Just dial 911 every 15 minutes and call it in on cabs. Lie.
Toll-free? No, that's fraud. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's going to be more creative options than that.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
So I found out the other day that at guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. Guns80.com. Go to guns80.com now.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a four-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 four-week food emergency supply.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're an angry cabbie and you want to tell us why Uber's so bad and dangerous for people. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE because there are a lot of cabbies out there who are upset about Uber. Now, the smart cabbies are probably doing some Uber in their off time, you know, because they see the writing on the wall that the old ways are dying off. And despite the thrashing of the state regulators and the angry cab owners and drivers, you really aren't going to be able to stop this progress. I mean, Uber has been doing a great job at defending their drivers. They, in a lot of cases, are pledging. I think they just have this general pledge that if one of their drivers gets a ticket, that Uber will help them challenge it in court. I believe they will pay for attorney's fees and or pay the ticket ultimately if they have to.
I got
to
imagine that that's getting expensive.
Yeah, it's amazing that they can even it's amazing they can keep the prices down given the amount of money. Their legal department at Uber, I don't know how many attorneys they've got on staff, but it's got to be a crap load of them because there must be dozens and dozens of open cases in cities all around the globe, not just in the United States, but around the globe. These Uber companies are being just embattled by state governments that are trying to outlaw them across the state, city governments that are trying to prohibit them from doing business or regulate them into the ground. I mean, it's just insane how much money they must be spending on lawyers.
Yeah, I know. I've heard about, you know, lawsuits and regulations and that sort of thing. I mean, you had mentioned before one of the earlier breaks that they were actually being raided in some places. That I was not aware of. I'm like, really? Is it really getting to that point that we actually have to go and start kicking down doors and throwing flashbangs in order to catch the computer programmers that are just facilitating transportation? People, come on. How bad did it get?
That is how bad it's gotten. And, you know, it's going to get worse before it gets better, but overall, for the riders out there, it's gotten better. Taking Uber is, in a lot of cases, a step above getting in a cab. And the cab companies don't want to compete. They want to outlaw their competition. We'll continue that discussion here and tell you about how the cab companies in one town, Portsmouth, New Hampshire, are planning to snitch on the Uber drivers around town. But I also want to let you know about ExpressCoin.com, because I actually saw the other day that there's some website, and I'm sorry, I don't remember what it is. I can probably pull it up somehow here. But there is a website that is now actually allowing people to pay for Uber with Bitcoin.
Nice.
Now, this, like a lot of things with Bitcoin, it seems like it's kind of a workaround system, like not necessarily that Uber is
some kind of third-party transaction facilitator.
They're not. Uber themselves are not directly integrating Bitcoin. Okay, here it is. A website is called BitcoinBuilder.com. It's not an advertiser, so I don't know how good they are, how well this works. I haven't tried it myself. But BitcoinBuilder.com allows you to set up an account that you can somehow actually access through the Uber app. So there is some level of integration from Uber for this.
Nice.
And so, yeah, there you go. Another reason to get Bitcoin. ExpressCoin is the way to go for it. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, you can get all those from ExpressCoin. The best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they're a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just start off at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can probably be served by ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. Get started at ExpressCoin.com, and don't forget to use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee when you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. Let's go to Charlie. He's listening to K-Talks in Arizona. Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, hello. I think this thing with the taxis is pretty much par for the course. It boils down to it's just legalized extortion, just like mandatory insurance. They get rid of competition. The companies can drive up prices, mm-hmm. and they have the full force of the state to make sure that they get their money.
I was shocked when I first moved to New Hampshire because we don't have compulsory insurance here, right?
Yeah, is it one of the only states?
It's one of few.
Yeah.
And so I'm from New York, and I don't have to rattle off the exact numbers here, and I don't recall them off the top of my head, but it was my liability insurance was cut by probably more than two thirds.
I knocked a couple hundred bucks a year off of mine when I moved here.
Well, sure, and they're all connected. All they have to do is pull up behind you, run your plate, and they know. They cancel your license, they cancel your registration, and that's when they get you. It's because they can arrest you for those offenses.
Oh, they sure do. That's one of the problems we do have here in New Hampshire. They're relatively nasty when it comes to people driving without a government license. They will come down pretty hard on those folks. Hey, Charlie, thanks for your go ahead.
Can't afford it. You know, once they lose their car, they lose their job.
Oh yeah, you get stuck in a rut, and then you're not allowed to drive to go and get work, so you're screwed.
Yeah, New Hampshire, they got that. They got that habitual offender thing where you can actually get jammed up on a felony. You get caught a few times, and it's like, really? Like, I went to work, and now I'm a felon? Thanks,
I was
pal.
In jail with a guy. Thanks, Charlie, for your call. I was in jail with a guy when I was there for civil disobedience. He was there for going to work without a government permission slip, and it was X amount of times that he'd been caught over two decades or whatever, and so they finally put him in for a year. He was sentenced to a year in jail, and there was a real study in contrast, too, because when I was in there, while I was there for the 2 months I was there, there were two DUI cases that came in. One, 3 days. Another, 21 days. So, to the state, it's no big deal if you go driving drunk down the highway, possibly putting people in danger. But if you're just driving to work without the government permission slip, nail them to the wall.
Oh, I mean, at the end of the day, the drunk driving laws are thought crimes, too. And I'm with you.
I think we should repeal those, too.
And if you were a habitual offender drunk driver, you'd be in the same spot, right? So that's what the guy got locked up for was habitual offender status.
Yes, that's correct.
And if you can get a habitual offender drinking and driving, I mean, it's a serious traffic infraction, just like driving without a license.
Yeah, that's
true.
It's
just that they didn't, you know, when somebody gets a couple of DUIs, they'll often stop before they get to the point because you have the more serious repercussions right away, whereas, you know, you're driving without a license, they give you a ticket, you don't answer. You're driving without a license, you get your ticket,
and then all of a sudden
they're like, hey, wait a second, now you're going to jail, whereas you get caught drinking and driving, you spend the night in jail, you're like, whoa, I better think it twice about that.
Portsmouth, New Hampshire, Seacoast Online reporting, after the city's new transportation services ordinance takes effect Thursday. This was written just 2 days ago, so it has now taken effect. At least one city cab driver is boosting his rates, and many others plan to police for rogue drivers. The cabbies vow to monitor the local Uber app and to take photos and drop dimes whenever they see any of the 50 known Uber drivers who've been working in the city. Merle Crabby Cabby White, owner of Anchor Taxi, told Police Chief Steve Dubois Wednesday he'll hand over a list of 50 license plates that local cabbies have compiled and reportedly belong to vehicles driven by part-time Uber drivers. Quote, all the taxi companies will be writing down license plates, and we expect the police department to enforce, unquote. The new ordinance, according to Great Bay taxi owner John Palerio, he told the taxi commission during its final meeting on Wednesday morning, effective Thursday, it will be known as the Transportation Services Commission. So no longer are they the taxi commission, now they're the Transportation Services Commission. Also, starting Thursday, City Attorney Robert Sullivan said the only way the public will know if a driver is legal is by looking for a placard identifying them as authorized to pick up passengers in Portsmouth. Said placards must be prominently displayed, cite the name of the company providing rides, and approved by the city clerk's office. Otherwise, said Sullivan, the vehicle that picks them up is in violation. Violators will be cited and faced a $500 fine for their first offense, and then $1,000 fines for subsequent infractions, according to New Transportation Services Ordinance.
$1,000 for giving somebody a lift.
Yeah, that's right. And there's one man who is openly defying this ordinance. He is committing civil disobedience, and he is willing to be identified for it. His picture, his name, details about him are up over at freekeen.com. We'll tell you more about what these cabbies are doing to try to stop competition. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll-free number is 855-453. And if you care about your privacy while you're on the Internet, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network. They encrypt your online data, which means your Internet service provider, they won't know what you're doing anymore with their Internet connection once you start using ProXPN. And ProXPN does it right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well. Go get started at ProXPN.com. Use code FTL50. And you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with our code, FTL50. It can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And they've got more servers now than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. So get started over at ProXPN.com and use code FTL50 to get a huge discount and take back the privacy that is your right. Let's go to Jay Noon. He's on the line on one of the amp lines. Hey, Jay.
Hey, just listening to you guys as usual. And I ended up wanted to comment that I've been summoned, arrested, whatever, several times to drive without a license because I don't have one and I'm not getting one.
It's awesome.
And probably 30, 40 times at least I could think of.
Wow.
And I've only lost two of them, two of the actual cases.
Really?
And those ones that I lost, they were reduced from criminal to civil. And, you know, which is just a bench trial, no jury or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And one other time it actually made it to a jury, and I beat the charge at a jury level. But all the other times, it's been dismissed. And the last time I was in court over this issue was dismissed the very first appearance.
How's it getting dismissed, Jay? Because my understanding is it's generally pretty illegal to drive without a driver's license, and you say that you've been, you know, caught doing this explicitly over and over and over and over again, and judges are just like, hey, you seem like a swell guy. I don't feel like giving you a trouble today, so you get to go home?
Well, usually it's the prosecutor who dismisses it. It's not too often the judge does it. The last time I was in court, the judge did it. Because the prosecutor remained silent. But I just kept the last thing I did in court, which is a lot of fun, and I love doing this strategy because it's so much fun, is who's the injured party? And they say it's the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So I say, well, I'd like to speak with Mr. or Mrs. Commonwealth of Massachusetts, because if I've injured a man or woman, I want to make them whole again. I believe in libertarian ways, and if I cause damages, I will believe that, or I will create a remedy, or I will whatever they want for remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And but quite simply, with the prosecutors, is going and talking to them before your court date. And what I do is I show them their own code, and I explain to them how it doesn't apply to me, because Massachusetts and New Hampshire, I've been digging into the New Hampshire stuff, because this is one of the activism I'm going to do when I get up there. Is travel around without license plates, without a license, because, you know, this is something I want to do.
I love it. I'm so excited about it, Jay, and I'm looking forward to getting some of this on the record, because, you know, I believe you when you say this. I mean, we've met a number of times. You are somebody who really does live by your principles. You are the same man, for those who maybe are newer listeners to the show. Jay actually put his own house on the line over a property tax issue, and it was stolen from him by the town of Palmer, Massachusetts, because he hadn't paid the property taxes and made a stand on that. So this is a guy who's willing to put his own house on the line for his beliefs, unlike a lot of people who talk about their courtroom theories and never actually put them into to play. Jay, you actually do this stuff, and so I'm excited about actually getting some of this documented, because you know, you've got a lot of great stories, but it only really matters when we can get it on video.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to you doing it out here, Jay, because if I'm entirely honest with you, I have a hard time believing it. Okay, I've seen a lot of people try and explain to prosecutors that the laws of the state don't apply to them, and it's got a terrible track record. Most people who do that, they're lucky if they don't wind up in contempt of court. But I mean, you've got these amazing stories. So when you come to when you do come to New Hampshire, I mean, we'll have cameras in the courtroom, and then people can see it for themselves.
Can I just take a minute and quickly explain what it is I do? So
sure.
What I do is just the driving code says a person operating a motor vehicle, for very first. So what I do is I open up to MGL Chapter 7, Section 4, Paragraph 23.
What's MGL?
Which is the Massachusetts General Laws.
Okay.
Which are not laws, they're codes. They were all codified in 1920-something. Anyways, it says the definition of person, corporation, trust, association, or other entity, societies, and something else. It doesn't say man or woman. And then a motor vehicle is defined as, you know, basically being used for a commercial purpose. So I explained to them, according to your own code, I'm not a person, because a person is a corporation. And they're like, well, it means that it could be a man or woman. I say, absolutely not. It's because it says right in the beginning of the definitions that they have these words defined below have the exact definition. And that's usually how I go about it with a prosecutor. And then when it comes to the definition of the word state, and I went through this with Renee last summer, and I explained to her a little bit about this. You look up the word definition of the word state in your New Hampshire code, and it's the same in everyone I've looked. It says state. District of Columbia is what the definition of state is. So when
sounds
they
unbelievable.
Say state of New Hampshire,
I don't.
Right. Well, just look it up. It is unbelievable.
Wow. Well, Jay, I think it's fascinating stuff, and look forward to seeing you when you get back up here. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know, there are a lot of courtroom theories out there, and most of their proponents have never actually tried to put them into to play.
Okay, so I'm looking at the Massachusetts legislature. As used in this chapter, the term person includes one or more individuals. That's right there.
Yeah.
One or more individuals, partnerships, associations, corporations, legal representatives, trustees, trustees in bankruptcy, receivers, and the Commonwealth and all political subdivisions, boards, and commissions thereof. So, right, the first thing that it says is, as a person, is individuals. And that is absolutely.
Now, is that from the driving code? Is that from the motor vehicle?
MALegislature.gov.
Because, I mean, obviously we don't have Jay on the line now at this point. I wish we still did, but. You know, maybe the claim would be that, oh, well, it's defined differently in another place. Because one thing that is true about government statutes is they can redefine words as they see fit. So if person means one thing in one place, it could be redefined in the motor vehicle statutes to mean something else. But I'm with you, Cantwell. I'm a skeptic, right? Like, and Jay knows that I'm skeptical of a lot of the stuff that he's
there's
said.
There's trial video of you trying to challenge the jurisdiction of courts in Keene, and it did not work out well.
I failed miserably.
There's other things. You know, you could go look on YouTube for all of this different sovereign citizen stuff, and it does not pan out. So understand, when you hear Jay call in here, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't legal advice.
That's true.
You know, if you want to go look into some of this stuff, you can spend a lot of time researching it, and you can go down some really crazy rabbit holes. I spent a lot of time going through this thing, creditors in commerce. You ever heard of these guys?
Oh, yes. Yep.
Oh, my God.
The people that are trying to, what is this? This is the thing where they believe that you have some sort of mystery account that has hundreds of thousands of dollars in it and that you can just pay all your bills with it.
Yeah. What you do is, it's crazy. So it starts off, I start on this after I get out of jail for DWI, right? Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay, I'm done with the driver's license thing. The driver's license is charity. I'm not doing this anymore. And I start listening to all this sovereign citizen stuff, and I find out these creditors and commerce guys have these like podcasts and
just
presentations
that they value
do.
On it.
Yeah, exactly. They start with this. Oh, this is how you don't pay your bills, and here this is how you get the IRS to reimburse you for all the checks that you wrote. And I'm like, wait a second. And I'm like, I'm really glad they went into all that crazy nonsense, so I realized these people are not credible.
Yeah. So you didn't try it then?
No. I mean, I drove around without a license for a long time, but just hoped not to get caught, and luckily didn't.
Look, yeah, I agree with you. The people out there that are advocating that you can just somehow write some magic words on an invoice and get the government to pay your bill for you is, you know, it should be obvious that you're going to be throwing up a red flag and that you will be prosecuted for fraud by doing
something like that. Even the notion that, you know, that you could just go challenge your jurisdiction and there are these ways around the laws. Like, if this was the case, then, like, we would not have a problem, right? If this is all just voluntary compliance and people just opting in and out of the system, then I would not be doing this, right? Like, I would not live in New Hampshire. I wouldn't be doing propaganda for a living. I'd be like, fine, if I can opt out, I'll opt out. Leave me alone.
Right, which is why a lot of these theories, they're not going to work consistently across the board. If somebody is getting out of some sort of criminal charge by uttering some magic words, it's probably just a coincidence. Unless you can get those magic words or whatever the theory is to work consistently, and you can get evidence of it working, you just have a theory. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Want gold but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.